You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Mandira Banerjee from University of Michigan News Service, and today I'm talking to Wayne Baker, professor in the Ross School of Business. He has been studying the American values for more than two decades now. He'll be giving a talk on April 21st at noon titled, Are There Core American Values? So let me start by asking you the same question. Are there core American values?
Yes, there are core American values. There are a number of values that Americans strongly believe in, that have been stable over time, and that there is widespread agreement on. And it's important to remember that when you think of what's going on in Washington now with the budget battles, you'd think that we don't share many values. But if you look at what the American people think, there is widespread agreement about a lot of things.
You've also posted this question online. What are some of the responses from your audience? What are some of the things that are important to them?
Yeah, as we've been analyzing data from these four national surveys of American values, I've discussed some of them on my blog, ourvalues.org. And it's been very, very consistent. For example, people feel very patriotic, but the strongest kind of patriotism is a critical patriotism, what we might call tough love. I criticize my country because I love it so much and I want it to live up to its ideals. There are other kinds of patriotism, one I call blind love, and there are Americans who believe in that, my country, right or wrong, but you know, that's not a core value.
How have these values evolved in, say, the last couple of decades that you've been studying it?
Well, some of these probably have not changed very much at all over the last couple of decades. Important values like tolerance of diversity, a celebration of diversity, universalism, that is, people care about justice for all. Those values are stable over time. Some values have changed recently, and as a result of, you know, the dire economic times that we're in. So right now, the most intensely held value is this: my financial security is important to me. And we wouldn't see that so much in years past. So with this project, we're finding that there are these core values that are stable over time, and then there are things that do change, and we're trying to understand why they change.
And what are some of the things that you're studying now?
Well, this project has looked at 28 possible core values, and using data from these four surveys, we've tried to figure out what are truly the core values. And there are 10 that I would say are the most core. So they're intensely held, widespread agreement, and stable over time. So things such as tolerance and universalism, caring for just treatment for all. Individualism remains a very strong American value, as does achievement. Belief in free markets as the best way to organize our economy is still one of the top 10 values. Concerns about national security and protection from threats, internal and external, is a core American value. I've already mentioned the two forms of patriotism, that critical or tough love patriotism and symbolic patriotism. That is, when I hear the anthem or I see the flag flying, it warms my heart. And belief in equal opportunities, not equal outcomes, but equal opportunities. So those are the 10 really core values.
We've been talking with Wayne Baker. You can also follow and participate in the American Values discussion at his blog, ourvalues.org.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.